美女与野兽。从前有一位商人，他有三个女儿，小女儿贝尔既聪明又漂亮，两个姐姐非常嫉妒她。贝尔不像姐姐们那样整天跳舞或看戏，她不喜欢打扮，却很喜欢读书。两个姐姐经常嘲笑挖苦她，说她是不会享受生活的书呆子。不过善良的贝尔一点儿也不生气。一天，商人收到了一封信，信上说有一船货物顺利运到了，要他去接收。大女儿和二女儿高兴极了，他们缠着爸爸要他给他们买连衣裙和首饰。贝尔什么要求也没有提，他只希望爸爸能平安回来。商人忍不住问小女儿，难道贝尔你不想要点什么吗？贝尔想了想，他说，那就请您为我采一朵玫瑰花吧。不幸的是，货物还没有卖出去就被强盗抢走了，商人只能两手空空地往家走。更不幸的是，商人在一片大森林里迷路了。天黑了，狂风呜呜地刮着，让他睁不开眼。不久，远处传来了狼的叫声，商人的马受了惊，跑得没了影儿。商人害怕极了，他觉得自己就算不被饿死冻死，也会被狼吃掉。就在这时，商人发现前面有一座宫殿，便急忙走了过去。商人推开宫殿的门，发现里面一个人也没有，可大厅里居然摆着一桌非常丰盛的饭菜。商人饿极了，他狼吞虎咽地吃了起来，还喝了几口酒。酒足饭饱之后，商人在宫殿里找到了一间卧室，他舒舒服服地躺在床上，很快就睡着了。第二天早晨，商人醒了，他发现他那被树枝刮破的衣服不见了，椅子上摆着一套新衣服。商人惊讶极了，他想，真是太神奇了，这一定是仙女的宫殿。商人看了看窗外，发现外面有一座花园，花园里盛开着许多美丽的玫瑰花。他想起了贝尔的要求，就赶紧走进花园，摘了一朵最娇嫩最漂亮的玫瑰。就在这时，一只可怕的野兽出现了，他怒吼道，
你太没良心了，我热情地款待你，你却要偷走我最心爱的玫瑰花，太可恨了，我要把你吃掉。
商人吓坏了，他跪在地上恳求野兽的原谅。他告诉野兽，他的三个女儿不能没有爸爸。野兽想了想，他说，
我给你三天时间，你可以回去跟你的女儿们道别。如果你的一个女儿愿意代替你死，我就饶了你。
商人终于回到了家，三个女儿兴高采烈地迎接爸爸。商人把玫瑰花递给贝尔，悲伤地说，
好孩子，你要珍惜这朵玫瑰花，爸爸为他付出了生命的代价。
听了商人的不幸遭遇后，两个姐姐高声尖叫起来，还大声责骂贝尔。贝尔却很平静，他说，我愿意代替爸爸到野兽那里去。商人当然不同意，可是贝尔坚持要去。三天的期限到了，贝尔和爸爸不得不上路了。两个姐姐用洋葱擦了擦眼睛，装出伤心流泪的样子，送他们离开。
商人和贝尔到达宫殿的时候，野兽已经在大厅等他们了。贝尔见到可怕的野兽，心里害怕极了。可当野兽问他是不是自愿代替爸爸的时候，他还是勇敢地点了点头。野兽说，
你是个善良的孩子，你留下吧，你的爸爸可以离开了。
可怜的商人只好流着眼泪和女儿告别。贝尔以为自己马上就要被吃掉了，可野兽却和蔼地跟他聊天，还安排他住在一间美丽的有许多书的大屋子里。贝尔从书架上抽出一本书，书上用金字写着，你想要什么就有什么。贝尔自言自语，我什么也不想要，只想知道爸爸在做什么。话音刚落，他就在身边的大镜子里看到了爸爸，爸爸正愁容满面呢。就这样，三个月过去了，每天野兽都会来看望贝尔，贝尔一点儿也不害怕他了。可是，当野兽向他求婚时，他还是拒绝了。因为他从来没有想过要嫁给丑陋的野兽。一天，贝尔请求野兽让他回去看看家人。野兽悲伤地说，
如果你离开太久，你可怜的野兽将会死去的。
哦，我只是回去看看，一个星期后就回来。贝尔向野兽保证。第二天早上，贝尔一觉醒来，发现自己已经在家里了。他的身边还有一个大箱子，里面装满了华丽的衣服。他知道这是好心的野兽送给他的。两个姐姐看到贝尔打扮得像公主一样，嫉妒极了。他们想出一条恶毒的计策，留贝尔在家里多待几天，希望野兽一怒之下吃掉他。于是当贝尔准备离开的时候，他们假装舍不得贝尔走，善良的贝尔就只好答应多住几天。这天晚上，贝尔梦见野兽一动不动地躺在花园的草地上，就快要死了。贝尔难过极了，他这才发现，不知道从什么时候开始，他已经喜欢上了善良的野兽。他想，野兽对我这么好，我却让他那么痛苦，为什么我不能嫁给他呢？他虽然丑，但心地善良，我嫁给他一定会幸福的。于是贝尔一分钟也不愿意耽搁了，他立刻动身往宫殿赶去。贝尔推开宫殿的大门，可是大厅里空荡荡的，野兽并没有出来迎接他。他想起了梦中的情景，于是急忙跑到花园里。天哪，就跟他梦到的一样，野兽躺在草地上，已经失去了知觉。贝尔扑到野兽身上，哭着说， 亲爱的野兽，你一定要活下去，现在我才知道你对我是那么的重要，我愿意嫁给你，永远和你生活在一起。贝尔话音刚落，花园里就升起了耀眼的焰火，响起了美妙的音乐，就好像过节一样。贝尔低下头，不由得愣住了，野兽不见了，取而代之的是一位英俊的王子。贝尔焦急地问王子，野兽到哪里去了？王子笑着说，我就是你的野兽啊。原来王子被巫婆变成了野兽，当一个美丽的姑娘真心愿意嫁给他的时候，魔法才能解除。贝尔和王子在宫殿里举行了盛大的婚礼，从那以后，他们一直幸福地生活在一起。
本故事选自外语教学与研究出版社出版的《萤火虫世界经典童话双语绘本系列》。
Beauty and the Beast. Once upon a time, there was a merchant. He had three daughters. The youngest one was called Belle. She was beautiful and clever, so her two sisters were jealous of her. Unlike her sisters, she didn't like dressing up, but enjoyed reading.Her two sisters always laughed at her, but Belle never got angry. One day, the merchant was going on a business trip. The two sisters asked their father to buy them dresses and jewelry, but Belle asked for nothing. She only wanted her father to come back safely. "Don't you want any gift?" the merchant asked Belle.
"Maybe you could pick a rose for me," she said.
Unfortunately, the merchant was robbed, and he had to go back home empty-handed. What's worse, he got lost in a forest. Hearing the howls of wolves, his horse got scared and ran away. The wind was blowing hard in the dark night, and the merchant was terrified.He felt he would be eaten up by wolves or die of hunger. Just at that time, the merchant saw a palace. He went inside and found nobody there. But there was a lot of delicious food on the table. He was so hungry, and he began to eat and drink. After the meal, the merchant found a bedroom in the palace. He went to bed.And soon fell asleep. When the merchant woke up the next morning, he found a new suit on the chair. He was so surprised. "What a magical palace," he thought. The merchant looked out of the window and saw a garden with beautiful roses. He thought of Belle's request, so he went into the gardenand picked one rose for her. Suddenly, a beast appeared. "I treated you with kindness, but you stole my favorite rose," the beast roared. "I will eat you up."
"Please forgive me," the merchant begged. "My daughters need me."
"Well, I'll give you 3 days to go home and say goodbye to them. If one of your daughters is willing to die for you, I will forgive you," the beast said. When the merchant went back home, his daughters welcomed him happily. He gave Belle the rose. "Dear, keep it well. I gave my life for it," he said sadly.After hearing his story, the two sisters scolded Belle.
"I will go to the beast for Papa," Belle said calmly.
Although the merchant didn't agree, Belle insisted on doing so. 3 days passed, and the merchant and Belle were to set off. Belle's two sisters only pretended to be sad.When they arrived at the palace, the beast was waiting for them in the hall. Belle was frightened by his horrible appearance. But when the beast asked whether she was willing to die for her father, she nodded bravely.
"Good girl, stay here. Your father can go now," the beast said.
The poor merchant wept and left.Belle thought she would be eaten at once, but the beast talked with her very kindly and gave her a beautiful room with shelves full of books. Belle picked up one book and saw some golden words on it. "You can have whatever you want." "I only want to know what Papa is doing," Belle said to herself. all of a sudden, she saw her father in the mirror beside. He looked quite sad. 3 months passed. The beast came to see Belle every day. Belle was not afraid of the beast anymore. But when the beast proposed to her, she refused. She had never thought of marrying a beast. One day, Belle begged the beast to let her go to see her family.
"If you stay away too long, your poor beast will die," the beast said sadly.
"I will be back in a week," Belle promised. When Belle woke up the next morning, she found herself at home. Beside her was a trunk filled with beautiful dresses. Belle knew they had been sent by the beast. Her sisters were jealous of her nice clothes. They asked Belle to stay at home longer. They hoped that the beast would get angry and eat Belle. When Belle was ready to go back, they pretended to be weeping and urged her to stay a little longer. Belle was moved and decided to stay. That night, Belle dreamed of the beast. In the dream, he was lying in the garden, almost dead. Belle felt worried. She found herself in love with the beast. She wanted to marry him.
"He was so nice to me, but I broke his heart. Why can't I marry him? Although he is ugly, he is so kind. I will be happy if I marry him," she thought.
Belle couldn't wait to see him. She left for the palace at once. When Belle opened the gate of the palace, she saw an empty hall. The beast didn't come to welcome her. Belle thought of her dream, so she rushed to the garden. Just as in her dream, the beast was lying on the grass, unconscious.
"My dear beast, please wake up. Now I know how important you are to me. I want to marry you and be with you forever," Belle cried.
Just then, beautiful fireworks lit the garden and music played. To Belle's surprise, the ugly beast disappeared, and a handsome prince was standing in front of her. Belle asked the prince if he had seen the beast.
"I am your beast," the prince laughed.
Actually, the prince had been turned into a beast by a witch. Only when a beautiful girl was willing to marry him would the curse be broken. Belle and the prince held a grand wedding and lived happily ever after.